This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 129. And on this episode, we're talking about affiliate marketing. So if you've ever wanted to get paid for promoting what you love, this episode is for you. So stay tuned.
Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler. And on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it.
What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really stoked for this episode because I have a good friend of mine on the show, Jill Stanton, and she's going to talk about affiliate marketing. And what I really love about this episode is that we'll talk about, you know, promoting courses, but we'll also talk about promoting software, about promoting tools, and basically about promoting things that you use and love and getting paid for doing that. You know, part of my business that I don't talk about too often is that I actually get affiliate commission on some of my favorite softwares, on some of my favorite courses, and on some of my favorite tools that I recommend to my audience because I use them and love them. And so I don't want to get too into the logistics of what affiliate marketing is and how it works and how to crush it, because that's what Jill is here for. So I just wanted to give you this brief little introduction to tell you, if you've been thinking about doing affiliate marketing or you think affiliate marketing could work well for you, this episode is going to be a really great one for you. So without further ado, let's welcome Jill to the show. Hey, Jill. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Dude, I am so excited to jam with you. We haven't chatted in way too long, so I'm pumped to do it on your show.
I know. It's been way too long. And we met, gosh, 4 years ago now?
2016, I think.
Yeah, 2016. So 3 years.
The good old days.
Crazy. Back when the internet was just so easy and you could get dollar leads and make millions, right? So I'm really excited to talk today about some cool stuff because you have taken a really unique approach to business, especially in the online space recently. But before we dive into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, what you do, and all that good stuff?
Yeah. So I'm one half of Screw the 9 to 5, and my husband Josh is the other half. And it's essentially the online destination for unsatisfied employees and up and coming entrepreneurs who want to get the free info and inspo they need to get their business off the ground and get it making money. So we sell nothing. Which sounds crazy. That only happened this year. We used to have courses and membership sites and live events and all the things. And we had this real come to Jesus moment mid-2018 and kind of did a full circle. So just to kind of take it back, and I promise I will not ramble too long, but Josh and I first started our business together in 2012, the year we were getting married. So, you know, never do that, because some days I was like, are we going to get married? Like, what's happening here? Because we hate each other right now. And so we started a network of affiliate sites, and we really built up that process and rinse and repeated it until we had over 30 different sites. And it was our wedding week that we had the idea for the Screw, which is probably the one week you shouldn't be working, but we're a couple maniacs. So we were on the balcony having a few rums, just going to own it. And we were getting ready to move to Thailand, and we were talking about setting up a website so that we could share our journey with people who were asking us, like, what are you guys doing now? Like, do you have jobs? Are you drug dealers? Like, how are you making this money? How are you traveling so much? And so we were just having a conversation about that. And Josh was like, yeah, but what would we call it? And then thanks to the Costa Rican rum, I was like, screw a 9 to 5. And both of us were like, oh my God, I wonder if that's available. And so we registered it right there and kind of sat on it because we had never had a personal brand. We had just had a bunch of faceless affiliate sites. So quite honestly, we struggled for a good year minimum, launched a course, sold actually zero sales, and kind of had this moment where we're like, okay, what did we miss? And did a real hard left turn and started teaching what we knew, which was at the time affiliate marketing. And from there, everything started to grow. So now we've kind of circled back and realized that affiliate marketing, and I know we'll dive into that today, really serves our brand because you know how a lot of people say, like, niche down till it hurts, right? It's kind of the going advice. And we're like, nah, bro, we're going to niche up. So Screw the 9 to 5 is more so of a, it's a broader brand in that we don't really care what kind of business you have. We just care that you have the balls to go for it. And so we want it to be this ultimate destination that can help you, whether you want to be in drop shipping or affiliate marketing or courses or membership site, or you want to be a coach or anything like that. We just want to help serve you with the best free content we can create around these different avenues and business models. And because of that, affiliate marketing is the ultimate revenue model for us. So that's kind of our full circle moment, is we started with affiliate marketing, got off track, did all the other business models we could possibly think of, only to come to realize affiliate marketing is like where we really shine. And so we shut down all our paid offers at the end of 2018 to go full affiliate. And that's what we do in 2019. So yeah, we sell nothing. We sell nothing and make really good money doing it.
I love it. I love it so much. So one of the things that you mentioned is that you started with affiliate marketing and you ended with affiliate marketing. And what I love about that is that in the online space, when we think affiliate marketing, we tend to think like, oh, I'm going to recommend ConvertKit, or I'm going to recommend lead pages. But you've taken it to this new level where you're like, we're not just recommending it to our audience. We're intentionally building, I don't want to give away too much because I want you to take the floor, but we're intentionally building ways for people to connect with us and purchase products through us. So can you talk to us about how you are affiliating with intention, not affiliating with, you know, kind of the casual, like, and by the way, I use this tool.
Totally. Okay. So I love this. So just in case, I'm just going to say, like, affiliate marketing is the process of you recommending something you use, like, or believe in. And if someone clicks on your affiliate link, which is tracked, and makes a purchase, you get a commission. So everything that we do on Screw the 9 to 5 is products that we use, like, or believe in, and we recommend them, we create reviews around them, we create content around them, we shine a light on them. And if someone chooses to join through our link, then we get paid. So that's how it all works for us. And we have a 3-tier process. So what you're talking about is, like, yes, one-off mentions, like, here's how I built my list to, you know, here's how I got 1,000 new subscribers in 1 month or whatever, right? And then in that process or in that piece of content, you're talking about, like, here's the tool I used for this. And you're hoping that people click on that because they're like, ooh, Zach used this tool, I want to check it out. And then you're hoping that, you know, that page, the merchant, then takes it from there. What we're doing is this threefold process. So the first piece of this is very passive. It's all done through organic rankings on Google. So what we do is we identify the different products, programs, services, and tools that we use in our business. So a perfect example of this is something like ClickFunnels. We have an entire product review on our site. It's this huge blog post that highlights the pieces of ClickFunnels that we really love and the pieces that we aren't such fans of. And then we give the most objective review we can. We show them how to use it in your business, how to set it all up, and we offer a free trial. If someone clicks that free trial and then becomes a member, we get paid. But the reason we do this is because we are targeting people on Google who are searching for the words ClickFunnels review. And the reason we're doing that, and the reason I'm talking about product reviews, is because, one, not a lot of people use it in the online business space. Like, they're not targeting the product review keywords. And the reason that matters is because when people are searching for reviews around a product, program, service, tool, or whatever that they're thinking of using, they're showing a pretty high intent around making a purchase. And so I'm not trying to rank for just ClickFunnels. I mean, that'd be awesome. But I'm looking to rank for ClickFunnels review because I know those people are interested in making a purchase. They just need a bit more information. So that's how we start targeting that first layer. That's all done through passive organic rankings done through SEO. And when people say, like, oh, passive income isn't really passive, I'm like, bro, you just don't know how to do it. Because, like, it is very passive, right? Like, we write a blog post, but then the rest of that is done through rankings. And yes, there's a piece of that, like, doing this kind of stuff, getting on other people's platforms, which will eventually end up in a link pointing towards my site in the show notes. But that helps to build your rankings and your domain authority so that you can show up organically. So that's the first piece. And I'm sorry if I'm techno babbling right now. Do I need to clarify any of that? Because sometimes I just go off the deep end.
No, it's so good. Okay. And I can kind of be the intermediate if we need to, because my partner and I are actually starting
to build up some affiliate sites on the
side. Yeah.
Because we love the idea of creating some extra passive income while we're building this lifestyle brand.
Yes.
But the one thing that you mentioned that I think we could go just a little deeper or less techno-y on is like, when someone links to your site, it essentially pushes you up in Google for certain keywords.
Yeah.
So when you're writing an article like ClickFunnels review, there are a ton of people out there who have ClickFunnels reviews who are doing the same thing. But by Jill doing interviews like this, where I have a domain that's getting traffic and I link to her website, it pushes her ClickFunnels reviews higher up in Google over time. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Because links pointing to your site essentially dictates to Google, oh, okay, this site is vouching for this site. They're linking to them, right? Which is like the ultimate sign of proof in internet land. I should pay attention and push them up a bit, right? Because we're not creating thin, crappy content. All of our stuff is very in-depth, very keyword-driven, very high touch, right? So when you link or when you get any links to your site, whether it's to the actual ClickFunnels review, which is like the ultimate link you could get, right? Because that's going to show Google, oh, okay, this review is really wicked, like I should push it up because these people are linking to it. But even if you just get people linking to your homepage, all of that, what they call link juice, is going to filter through your site and allow your stuff to rank. So links are the currency of SEO, 100%. Mm-hmm. Google is a link-based algorithm. When people link to you, the more high-powered quality links you get to your site, the more you rank, the more organic traffic you get, which is free traffic. It lowers your ad spend, as I'm sure you could talk to as well, Zach, but it just really is like the ultimate source of traffic because these people are explicitly looking for that particular topic, product, program, whatever. And so you're bringing them in a way that is very targeted. You're not having to start from scratch trying to warm them up. They're already looking for that stuff. So that's why we love SEO and all things Google rankings, because even as search, voice search comes in, like Google will still be, or those SEO rankings or that organic traffic will still be the mecca because it's so targeted.
That's so good. Yeah, I want to keep going, but I just want to reiterate what you're saying because this is so powerful. And one of the things that's worked for us is like, I've been on other shows and I talk about challenges a lot. My audience knows I talk about 5-day challenges. And when you search Zach Spuckler challenge, all of my content ranks on the first page of Google because I've talked about it and I've ranked for it. So obviously we want to start ranking for things like challenge launch or
five day challenge,
which we do have some keywords like that, that we rank for, but that's because we've gotten out there and we have people linking to us. It's not because just writing the article gets you ranked on Google.
Most certainly. I mean, maybe if you have some like weirdly long tail keyword, like how do I run a 5-day challenge to a launch? Maybe then you can rank organically without many links. But yeah, absolutely. Perfect example. So should I keep going or can I move on to the second piece?
Yeah, let's talk about the second piece. So we've got the organic, natural content that we're ranking for. And then the second piece is what?
Okay, so the second piece, at least this is how we roll, is strategic partnerships. So this is like if you and I were to do a Webby for us to promote your 5-day challenge course, right? It's just a simple one-off promotion. We've sent some emails, maybe running some Facebook ads. If we knew of a good ad agency, JK, it's you. we'd, you know, send out some emails, do some social media posts around it, probably some IG stories, maybe a podcast together and put some ad spend behind it. Very one-off, no bonuses, really just super simple, light and easy, right? So you make, you know, a few, couple thousand, maybe 10, 20, 30,000 based on the size of your audience, but they're very one-off, like they're one and done. And then the third piece of that, let me just quick say, and the reason I love strategic partnerships is because it allows you to serve your audience in ways that they're looking for that you don't specialize in yourself. So if you have a challenge course, right, and say you didn't know Facebook ads, then you would shine a light on someone who has a Facebook ads course and you would be an affiliate for them. And you'd be like, I know you guys have been asking about all things Facebook ads. And since it's not my special my area of expertise, which not you yourself, Zach, because I know you're very savvy with ads, but like just using it as an example, you would say, this is the person I turn to, or this is the person I learn from, or this is the person I've used in my business or the course I've used or whatever. And like, we're hosting a special free blah, blah, blah. So that allows you to serve your audience in ways that you don't actually create products, programs, and services around yourself. And then the third piece of it, and this is quite possibly, like, I love the passive side of, actually, I love all things affiliate marketing. I'm like the ultimate cheerleader or the ultimate connector. So I just love shining lights on rad humans. But what I really love is JV launches. And the reason for that, and truthfully, I feel like anyone can use affiliate marketing in their business, no matter what niche you're in. But when it comes to JV launches, I think there's only a few industries where this is happening on a big level so far. And online business is most certainly one of those. So in our space, in the online business space, there are some huge launches that go down, right? Like you see this with B School, you see it with like what just happened with Tribe or Tony Robbins' new program or any of those big ones, Business by Design, all of that kind of stuff, right? These huge launches that have a ton of people sending out for them. There's a lot of hype, a lot of attention being driven around that particular program. And what that allows you to do is kind of like ride the coattails of that attention and create really killer bonus experiences that allow you to serve the people who join through your link. So you're providing support or maybe extra coaching or some sort of live experience. The thing you're creating here is more so like an experience for people rather than just more stuff, because they're already going to get a ton of stuff in the big ass course that they're joining. You know, most of these go for $2,000 or $3,000. They're already going to get everything they need to succeed with that particular subject matter. But if you get on board with these big JV launches, you have the opportunity to serve these people on an even deeper level by creating these really rad experiences for them where there's accountability and support and coaching and feedback and, you know, custom advice and personalized attention. That kind of stuff really helps people get results inside of these big course launches and stuff like that. So those are the three pieces that we focus on mainly inside the Skrew. But you don't have to have all of that set up to utilize affiliate marketing in your business, because truthfully, you could get started with that with, I know you said that you just started a tools page. You could get started with something like a tools page. You could talk about it on social media. You could talk about it on IG with swipe ups. You could talk about it in Facebook groups. You could talk about it in your content, in your email autoresponders. There's so many ways to integrate affiliate marketing in a way that is very high touch, very customized to your audience, and doesn't feel like you're selling stuff. You're just suggesting helpful people, products, programs, and services you use, like, or believe in. So that's why I love it so freaking much.
Oh, so good. So good. So I think that the big thing to realize here is like, one of the things that we can maybe even talk about is like, it's part of this is having less of a scarcity mindset and realizing that your audience needs this other stuff. You know,
yes,
you can't provide everything to everyone. And the successful entrepreneurs out there that are listening, that are like the best customers, they're not buying one course. They're not buying one piece of software. Like, we've invested in multiple courses this year, multiple offers, multiple pieces of software. And in all honesty, like, when I can, I look around for affiliates in my community that I can.
Of course.
So it's like, you've got to also realize that your audience is looking for this stuff, whether or not you put it out there. So you may as well share what's working for you.
Yeah. And just think about it. Like, anyone who follows like any health and fitness people or any fashion bloggers or whatever, you typically want to know what they're using, what they're wearing, what they're working out with. Like, you want to know what they're using because you want to either look like them, emulate them, get the same results as them, whatever. So it's actually really helpful for you to talk about the products or tools or whatever that you use in your business. That way they don't have to go out and, like, I remember when we had a Facebook group, and I'm sure you saw this in your own Facebook group as well, we would constantly get things like, what should I use? ClickFunnels or lead pages, right? Like, people are trying to make those decisions and they don't want to have to start from square one trying to sift through all the noise and all the garbage online, trying to figure out, okay, which one do I actually want though? Like, what one's actually going to do this particular thing for me? And if you can provide that service to people through either a tools page or just answering a question inside a Facebook group or in, you know, any of your content, it allows you to leverage affiliate marketing and make extra income without having to attract any more customers. That's the best thing about it. There's no fulfillment, right? Like, you don't have customers in affiliate marketing. You're just sending traffic and leads to someone and they are taking it from there. It's truly the bee's knees. I'm obsessed with it. I'll never shut up about it because it's so, I mean, it's just so high leverage.
Yeah. And I think the other thing worth mentioning is, like, there's, you've got these three tiers, but the first couple of tiers can really compound over time.
Yes.
Which is like, ConvertKit is one of the ones that we recommend. Mm-hmm. And we love ConvertKit because, number one, we use it. We believe in it so much that we keep an active subscription with them just so that when people have questions, we can go in and see what's going on with it. But we love ConvertKit, but it's a monthly subscription for our audience.
Exactly.
Which means that every month we're getting affiliate commissions.
Yeah. And that's why I love tool-based or software-based affiliate programs, because they stack upon each other, right? So like, one month you might get two people. Cool. But next month you might get four people. Now you have six. And then maybe one person drops off, but maybe the next month you get three people. And so now you have, what's that math? Eight people. You know what I mean? So it's starting to stack and build this recurring revenue. And here's the beautiful thing about tools and software. Those founders or those companies really take their retention seriously, right? It's their entire business model for the most part. They need their customers to stick around for as long as possible. So they have all of that dialed in on their end. So you get to promote things that have really strong retention so you can create this really sustainable hands-off revenue stream in your business.
Yeah. And I love what you talk about, because I think there's all these extremes, which is like, we've got the people who are full on, I have a course in coaching. There's the middle ground of like, I have a course in coaching, but I'm recommending stuff. And then there's full on affiliate based businesses. And the reality is that they all work. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of affiliate marketing is you don't have that fulfillment like you talked about. Yeah. You have this ability to create recurring revenue where you're not fulfilling on that recurring revenue. And most importantly, you can support your audience, which is what I love, because like you said, like, you're, as you create authority, especially with the majority of people listening to this who have a lifestyle brand, people are going to ask, what do you want? And I think it's Tim Page who used to call it the tool effect, which is like, people want to know what tools you're using.
Yes,
it's like, if you're a golfer, people are Googling
your clubs and
what clubs are you using?
Yeah. Right?
What clubs does so-and-so use? I'm trying to think of a good golfer.
Yeah, don't ask me. I'm like, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah, Tiger Woods, sure.
Pretty much.
So it's like, what clubs is he using, right? So people are actively searching for the support of what you're doing because they want to emulate you, and it gives you the ability to support them.
Yes. Oh, I mean, it's never selling. You're simply suggesting, right? You're just talking about what you use. You're not saying you must use this. You're like, if you're looking for this, this is what I use.
Yeah.
It's really so awesome.
It's so, so awesome. And so the last thing that I think we should touch on with affiliate marketing is like, look, if you want to get started, it's not this massive, you need to find 30 affiliate programs and build out 30 different web pages and build out all this stuff. Now there are like, we're actively doing some cool stuff in the background, nothing to do with Heart, Soul, and Hustle, where we're building out some affiliate websites just to dabble and see if we like this model.
Yeah.
Because we do love the affiliate passive income model.
And it's sellable.
And it's sellable, which is something that a lifestyle brand is not, in my opinion. Some people say it is, but, you know, we could get into a whole topic with that. But it's like, okay, so you want to get started. Do we work through the tiers in order, or like, how does one get started with like, okay, I want to do affiliate marketing. I want to start stacking. I want to add this to my revenue stream. Where do you get started without this overwhelming mountain of, I need to write a review for every software I use, and I need a tools page, and I need to find people to affiliate, and I need to create bonus packages. It's like, we've covered so much stuff.
Yeah.
How do you just get started?
I think the easiest thing to do is to brain dump all the different tools and products and programs you use or have gone through and start open up a Google search and type the name of the first one and in quotes do affiliate. Or quotes, referral. And what that'll do is tell Google that you only want to see results if that particular product, program, service, tool, whatever, has an affiliate program. And typically that exists in the form of a link, which will take you to their application page, right? And if you, you know, if you're like, oh, weird, I'm shocked they don't have an affiliate program, reach out to those people and see, like, do you have an affiliate program or a referral program or any way that I could send you leads, right? Like, who's ever going to turn down? Now we're good. We don't need more leads and customers, right? So just start small. Just start identifying if you could sign up to even 3 affiliate programs for tools that you use, right? Like, let's just start with software and then find engaging free content ways to start spreading the word on them. Like maybe it's a tutorial on how you create an autoresponder in ConvertKit, or it's a tutorial on how you set up a webinar landing page or a whole webinar funnel with ClickFunnels. Or maybe it's you use Ahrefs for keyword research and you walked people through how to do that. You know what I mean? Or maybe you went through a program and they have an affiliate program and you start talking about your results and what you learned from it and what you learned from the instructor and like how they can apply it. And then you start linking to this particular offers that you are an affiliate for. I mean, it's so easy to get started. You could even start with a tools page. You could start with a top 10 list post. You could start inside of a free Facebook group that you own. And it's just a file in the file section. It's like, here's the tools I love or tools I use or whatever. Or you create a podcast episode around it, or you include it in your email autoresponders. Like there's so many ways that you can do it in a one-off manner to dip your toes into it and then create more of a well-rounded strategy that rolls out over time. Like none of this has to be done yesterday. Right? It's not going anywhere. Affiliate marketing is never, well, I don't know if it'll ever die, but I can't imagine people would not want traffic and leads. So you have loads of time. You don't have to like rush and stress and get all anxious that you don't have this implemented into your business. Just start slow and baby step it. Just work on it once a week and start incorporating the strategy into your business. Because again, it doesn't involve any extra bandwidth on your end in a fulfillment sense. And if nothing else, it allows you to make some extra income. So just get started. Get started and baby step your way there. I also have just a blog post on affiliate marketing. I don't know if that would be useful.
Yeah, I love your blog post on affiliate marketing.
Oh, okay, perfect. So maybe that would be useful for people to go through just to figure out how to get started with it. So if you want to just chuck that in the show notes or what. Look at me with Google rankings.
We will chuck a direct link in the show notes and boost that up in the ranking.
That's how I would get started.
Just get started with it, because the funny thing is like we recommended ConvertKit, and like the first time we did an affiliate promotion with them, we got like 17 people and half of those didn't stay past the trial, but then we had 9 people and it was more than for our subscription. And then the next month we got like 3 and 4. And it's like, what I love about ConvertKit's program specifically is that they have this little graph when you log in. Most affiliate programs have a backend portal, depends on who you're working with, but you can actually see the little steps that step up in commissions and clicks. And the one thing that we haven't mentioned is like, you said this and it's so key, is like, you don't have to sell, you just have to share the link. And most of these companies are doing the selling for you. They have an opt-in, they have a sales funnel, they have a really compelling landing page. You're just saying, hey, check out this free trial.
100%.
Even some of the software now, like, don't quote me on this, but I don't even think ConvertKit requires a credit card anymore. They're just Yeah, sweet. They're just like, come sign up, try us for 14 days and see if you like us. At least I think it was like that. I could be mixing up ConvertKit with somebody else. So don't shoot the messenger if I'm wrong. But it's like, it's all of these little things. They're doing the selling for you. You're just sharing what works.
Exactly. And that's why I love it. You're just sharing stories. That's all. You're just suggesting. It's the best because it allows you to serve your audience and it never will trigger you around like, I don't want to sell. We're like, you're not selling. You're suggesting.
Exactly. You're not, oh, that's so good. That's like a quotable. You're not selling. You're just suggesting. You're saying, I think this could work well for you. If you want to learn more, click here and check it out.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, guys, it's the best. I just love it.
So,
that's why I never shut up about it, because I'm like, if you're not using it in your business, you're just missing out on free money, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Because the reality is, especially for those of us in the online marketing space, whether you're B2B or B2C, your customers are using what you use.
Yeah.
They're watching you, they're paying attention, they're looking at what you're using, and whether you tell them and give them a link or not, they're going to sign up. You might as well get credit for being the person that showed them.
Amen to that. And like, truthfully, when it comes to affiliate marketing, I think trust is your biggest currency. So keep that in mind. Don't go off the deep end recommending a whole bunch of nonsense. Trust is your currency. Like, integrity is what gets you that affiliate revenue. And also, like, keep in mind, you don't need to hit it out of the park straight away and be making like, oh my God, I'm making $10,000 a month. Like, truthfully, when I talk to a lot of people about this kind of thing, about affiliate marketing, because everyone's like, how do you make money without selling anything? And I say, like, what would an additional $500 a month do for you right now? Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference to a lot of people right now, you know? And so just focus on creating that stackable recurring revenue through program payment plans or tools or services, anything like that. And it'll build over time. And you'll, like, a year from now, you'll be like, holy crap, I'm really glad I got started with that.
Yeah. And that's so good. And I can honestly say, like, that's how we were with ConvertKit, because we were so hesitant to sign up because we personally use Infusionsoft. Mm-hmm. The average person in my audience spending $300 a month on email marketing software is not.
Yeah, you don't need that.
But we started with ConvertKit. We researched them. We love them. We trust them. Like you said, trust mm-hmm. is the biggest currency. We believe in their product. We keep an active subscription with them. And a year later, we've had a five-figure, or a couple of years later, I should say. It's been a couple of years, but we've been paid over five figures in commission.
Like, how sweet is that?
And that's we're awesome. Not doing anything except recommending a software that we love.
Yeah. I mean, even for our ClickFunnels review, that's been up for a year probably. It makes $1,000 a month. You know, like, we've done nothing for that.
Yeah. So good. So good. So yeah. Jill, for those who are like, yes, and more, please, where can we find out more about you? Where can we follow you? Where can we check out more about affiliate marketing? Obviously, we'll link up the affiliate marketing blog post in the show notes.
Yeah, sweet.
But where can we connect with you and the Screw?
Yeah, the easiest way is to come on over to screwthe9to5.com, all spelt out, no numbers, or come hang with me on IG. I spend an inappropriate amount of time, I'm just going to own it, on Instagram, and that's just at screwthe9to5. Again, all spelt out, no numbers.
Awesome. Well, Jill, I just want to say thank you so much again for being here. It's been
thanks,
a blast
friend.
Catching up and hearing all about affiliate marketing. And seriously, thank you so, so much for being on.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so glad we got to catch up and chat, and I just hope that your audience digs this.
Oh, I am sure they will.
All right, so I don't know about you, but I thought that was a really good episode that talks about how we can leverage our audience, our tools, and our network to basically expand our revenue. And, you know, if you're thinking about doing affiliate marketing, I hope that this episode has opened your eyes to how it can be light, how it can be easy, how it can be fun. If you want a recap of what we covered on the show, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/129. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/129. And that will give you a quick access to the show notes that'll kind of just recap everything that we covered today. Like I said, I'm an affiliate for a lot of different things, email marketing software, courses that I love. And it's just a great way to supplement an income by recommending things that you already love. You know, the reality is, depending on what business you're in, well, especially if you're in an expert business where you have courses or you have offers, you are recommending tools, softwares, and products to people, and you can be getting paid for that. So if you can get paid for it, why not do a little extra work and get paid for it? So again, heartsoulhustle.com/129 if you want a recap of what we covered on the show. If you love this week's episode, don't hesitate to take a screenshot of you listening on your iPhone or Android and tag me on Instagram. I'm at heartsoulhustle, and I'd love to see you listening to this week's show. So I hope you enjoy it, and we will see you next week on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.